each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Welcome to the Winds of Change. This is Mike Stark sitting in again for Father Anthony on this Thursday, the second day of August. And with me in the studio, I have my good friend, Anna Nuzzo, who drove all the way, you betcha, from Wisconsin. Yeah? How's the cheese up there, Anna?
Delish.
Yeah, absolutely. Some beers and some brats too, you think?
Nice to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you. We've been trying to put this together for some time. You're just so darn busy with all your singing and pilgrimages and your schedule, it's tough. I mean, does your husband ever see you or your kids?
They do.
On Facebook.
No, it's all good. It's good, all good. Good.
So how was the drive down? Traffic?
It wasn't too bad. It took me like an hour and a half. It wasn't too bad. Huh. I live in Kenosha, so.
I know where you live.
Yes.
I know where you live. So, well, the good thing is you're here, and this is not a bad time of day to drive either. So,
you know, it wasn't too bad. I made it on time. I was impressed with myself.
Good. Well, you're good. You're a good driver. You know, so that's
Thank
good.
Thank you.
I had a talk with our friend Carl Amari on the way. He said to say hello to you.
Oh, Carl Amari.
See.
Yes.
Yes.
Love Squid. Him.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
He was on the show a couple of weeks ago. We played some old time radio and talked about George Burns and the Passion of the Christ and all that fun stuff that you've heard. And He loves you. And he said to say hello to Anna and wish this well on the radio show, although he doesn't know if it'll be as good without him here. So,
oh, thanks, Carl.
We'll have to do his show sometime together.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Turn it into a Catholic show. So let's get to work here and let's start talking a little bit about who you are. For those that don't know, I mean, a lot of people do know who you are because you've sung internationally, and we'll get into all that later, but tell our friends out there in Radio Land who you are and why you're here. I mean, why you're doing what you're doing. You're here because I invited you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I'd invite somebody else, but I love you, so I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Mike. Love you, too.
What's going on? A little sarcasm in that.
Basically, well, you know my story, but I'll tell all the listeners out there that I'm a cradle Catholic, and I was blessed in 2012 to consecrate myself to Jesus through Mary, through Father Michael Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory book study, which I know many of you are familiar with because it's one of the top consecration studies in the world. And through that, I began writing songs. I was not writing songs before 2012. Before that, I'd always sung at church for weddings and funerals, and I've always enjoyed singing for the sacramentals and for singing for that. But it wasn't until the Blessed Mother received my fiat, my yes, that she then inspired me to begin writing my own music. And I started recording CDs in 2014, and I'm blessed to be able to have my fourth CD coming out October 1st of this year. So
basically one a year.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's been an amazing ride. And I feel very very blessed and happy to be on this journey that I never would have dreamed in a million years I'd be singing all over the world.
Well, as a singer, what did that go back to? A childhood or, you know, you've been singing your whole life?
And... Yes. I was always enjoyed singing at church, and I went to St. Mary's Elementary School in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the music teacher pulled me aside in third grade and thought she noticed some talent there, and she encouraged me and put us together in a little girls group, and I just started singing regularly, cantoring for masses when I was young, and I taught myself how to play piano, and it's just sort of evolved like that. I do have a bachelor's degree in communication, and I did study music at UW Parkside, but it wasn't until just a few years ago that the Lord really began using me as an instrument.
I wish everybody out there could see the smile you have on your face as you tell this story. you are one of the most upbeat people I know.
Aww, and, thank you.
And your songs are amazing. We're going to be playing them throughout the show, coming out of the commercial break, so everyone's going to get a chance to listen to several of Anna's classics. I wouldn't call them classics yet because they're not that old, but neither are you. But your talent is fantastic, and
what you've
been doing with your voice talent, now that you've been blessed, you know, you're taking it to the next level. There's no doubt about that. So balancing that with your family, and how is it? Because you are often on journeys around the country and even other parts of the world. Why don't you tell everybody where you've been?
I'd be happy to. I've been blessed to sing in Rome twice. The first time was in 2016 for the massive Thanksgiving for the canonization of St. Stanislaus Papchinski. He's the Marian founder, and I was extremely honored to be asked to sing for that mass at Santa Maria in Trastevere in Rome. And I'm very involved with the Marians. Divine Mercy and Our Immaculate Mother are two of my favorite devotions, so I try and do a lot with those. The second time was just last October when I was asked to sing for the 100th anniversary of the Militia Immaculata in Rome. And what I would like to just interject here and say is that I've always dreamed of singing for the Pope, and this coming January, Epiphany Sunday, I will be singing at Epiphany Mass at the Vatican for Pope Francis. And this is a dream come true. And also, it's a chance of a lifetime for any of you that are out there that are singers that would like to join me, because I've turned it into a pilgrimage with select international tours, and we're still accepting choir members for this amazing journey. We'll be singing all around Italy, but starting with Epiphany Mass for Pope Francis. You can find any information on that on my website, annanuzzo.com, A-N-N-A-N-U-Z-Z-O.com. I just wanted to throw that in there before I forgot. But
and you're talking about singers, but what about regular people that don't sing like me?
Yes. So regular people like you
exactly.
are more than welcome to join us on all of my pilgrimages. It's they're for singers and non-singers. We don't want to exclude anyone. So you are more than welcome to join me as well. And I have two other pilgrimages coming
I'm busy,
up next
but,
year.
Maybe some other time.
I know, you're pretty busy too. I've sung in the Holy Land. I've sung in Bethlehem and Jerusalem and Nazareth and...
When were you there last?
I was there twice last year.
I know.
On pilgrimages. And my husband came with me the first time. And for Advent, that was a choir pilgrimage as well that we did through select international tours. And I brought my whole family that time. So I really wanted to bring my teenage sons along with. And we were in a group of about 45 people. And we were blessed to sing for the Christmas tree lighting in Bethlehem and in Nazareth and other churches around the area. So if you've never been to the Holy Land, please pray about it and hopefully come along with me in my pilgrimage next year.
Yeah, there's a lot of pilgrimages. We just had Father Jim McElhon on the show on Monday, who's the Bible scholar of all Bible scholars, and
yes.
he has a pilgrimage. I'm going to go with him to the Holy Land. It's a bucket list thing for me.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to go during Lent next year, because if you're going to go... you know, I've put it off, and finally was like, are you ever going to go with me? I'm like, all right, I'll go. You know, it's not like the money. It's just like he's just like,
it'll be
come
amazing.
On, you know, so that'll be fun. And your pilgrimage is, well, you're just kind of getting started in the pilgrimage business.
Mm-hmm.
How did, you know, that start? Because you've only done a couple, and it seems to be quite popular.
Yes. I met a woman in Texas when I was singing for the Houston Catholic Women's Conference a couple years ago. Her name is Cece Triska, and she is a partner with Select International Tours, and she invited me to come along on her Holy Land pilgrimage to sing. She wanted me to sing for all of the daily masses, and of course, I was honored, and I said, yes, 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 and my husband came with me. He said, if you're going, I'm going too. I said, absolutely. So that was our first experience last January. And
did
then,
your boys, Drake and Luke, go? Or
not the first time.
Okay.
Nope. They
so
stayed,
just you and Mike.
They stayed back, and just Mike and I. And then we decided to plan our own pilgrimage with Select and Cece and make it a choir pilgrimage. So that's how we were able to go in December, Advent, again that year. And since then, it was so popular, and there was so much interest in that sort of pilgrimage that we've organized three more this year. So
why do you think it's so popular?
I think everyone should go on a pilgrimage at least once in their life.
Right, but why this one and so quickly? Like, all of a sudden, you get people coming out of the woodwork to go on these pilgrimages. Why do you think that is?
Honestly, I think when you're called, when Jesus calls you, you go. And right now, our world is so divided. There's so much going on that I think he's calling our people home to the Holy Land just to grow in their faith and grow in relationship with him so they're stronger when they return back home and they can sustain themselves in their faith throughout all this turmoil in the world right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a very good point. So, again, that website, if people want to go on the pilgrimage, and we'll hit it again later in the show, but once again, since we're talking about the pilgrimages now, how could one go with you on your pilgrimage?
They can just contact me on my website, and I do want to mention that I have some priest friends that are joining me on these pilgrimages as well. So Father Dan Cambra, he's a Marian of the Immaculate Conception from Stockbridge, Massachusetts. He's the spiritual guide for Italy and for Poland, which will be going in September. That'll be a Divine Mercy pilgrimage. And then my friend Father Dominic Rascioli is going to be joining us for the Holy Land pilgrimage in Advent of 2019. These are all 2019.
Fantastic. And you mm-hmm. mentioned Stockbridge, and you had the honor of singing out there in a blizzard a couple of years ago, yes?
I did. They invited me to sing for the Jubilee Year of Divine Mercy Sunday. And so I sang for the masses there, and the weather was
frightful.
Very interesting.
Was
yes.
the weather outside frightful?
It was frightful. Normally they get about 20,000 people on a weekend for their event. And that year we still had many, many people come. I think about 15,000, but it did deter a few.
What was the weather? If you were going to be a weather girl on the radio, what would you tell?
Oh, gosh.
The weather was windy, sideways, snow.
Yes, nah. It was blistery cold and snowy. And then at moments, it would completely stop and the sun would come out. And then minutes later, again, the sky would go dark. And it would be blistery and snowy, and people would all huddle down. So it's been explained by some of my priest friends, the Marian, that it was a definite spiritual battle. It was obvious.
That's what it sounds like.
It was obvious. And you can see videos of that. You can see videos of my singing, but also the entire Divine Mercy celebration in which Father Michael Gately also consecrated everyone to the merciful love. So Divine Mercy.
And that was what date?
2016.
So it was 2016. Okay.
Yes, Divine Mercy Sunday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
So yeah. It's all over YouTube and on the Marian's website as well, if you want to see that.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, you've done so much in such a short time, and you've got so much more to do, and I think it's wonderful. We met at the Women of Christ a few years ago.
We did.
You gave me your first CD, and I thought... Honestly, I thought your music's so good. I don't want to be a little religious singing, but I'm like, you could be like a top 10 pop singer if you wanted to.
Thank you.
And you've given it all to Mary
yes.
and our Lord.
For me, it's all about, absolutely, that's what it's about. And I just wouldn't feel right if I wasn't recording Christian music and doing that as my ministry. It just feels genuinely, genuinely real for me.
Genuinely real.
That's, genuinely
that's pretty
real.
Genuine. Yeah.
It's. I feel it in my heart.
Is that redundant?
I don't know.
I believe it is. We'll
that's
let you
okay.
out there decide. It's all good. But the music's so good, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys, you know, some of her wonderful songs, and we'll be right back after this break.
This is a prayer request from Winds of Change. We are asking for prayers for our St. Stan's parishioner, Juan Martinez's mother, Maria del Rosario Hernandez, who was just diagnosed with brain cancer. We truly believe in the power of prayer. Let us unite in prayer for her and for the entire family as they begin a challenging journey. Thank you. Cruise on over to St. Stan's August Fun Fest, Saturday, August 25th from 3 until 8 p.m. Bring your family, bring your friends for great ethnic foods, children's games, prizes, inflatables, music, raffles, and a dump tank. The proceeds will go to benefit St. Stan's Parish and School. The St. Stan's August Fun Fest is easy to find. Just one block north of Division on Noble, right off the Kennedy Expressway. Join the fun Saturday, August 25th from 3 until 8 p.m. The St. Stan's August Fun Fest.
The Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change.
On AM 750, WNDZ. And on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule? Work? Or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
That was Be Love by my wonderful guest, Anna Nuzzo. One of her, what was that, your first hit, really? Or
yes, I think it was. It's on my first CD that's
why I remember hearing that and thinking, yeah. Wow, that's really, that's fantastic. And we're in this little, it's a little warm in here. The studio's a little warm in here. And so we've got dual fans. One's blowing on her and one's blowing on me. And you're like, where is he going with this? But Anna, you did a music video.
Oh, no.
A music video with our friends at Shalom World.
Yes.
And
they're amazing.
You kind of looked like you do right now at the wind blowing your hair all over. It was a very 80s, it was the 80s wind blowing on the model as the music played. Kind of funny.
Yes. I do enjoy the fans blowing on me. Yes.
What, you enjoy the fans and you enjoy the fans as well. Maybe we'll make some new ones. We're probably not. We're probably going to lose fans by being so sarcastic. But you do a lot of work with Shalom World as well. And how did you get connected with them? I just had Jerry George on recently as well to tell the audience about the wonderful programming they're doing. But you kind of dragged me into that. I wasn't really planning on doing the
television
thing.
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah, really, honestly. And they're like, you need to do more television. I'm like, I don't know about that. I mean, I have fun with it, but I like to have my own schedule. But how did you get involved with Shalom World? And you did the video, but we're going to really dig into Sing for Him, which is your series. You've got a regular series of television shows you're doing. But let's first of all talk about how did you meet them? How did you get connected with them?
Well, I met them through Guy Murphy's Marion Conference in Illinois. And you had connected me with Guy Murphy, actually.
Yes, Guy Murphy,
thank
Totally
you for
Yours
that.
Pilgrimages. They have another one coming up in November. It's very popular. I mean, he always has a huge crowd, and he always has a bishop celebrate Mass.
He's amazing. So I was singing at this conference, and Shalom World TV were there filming the entire conference. And they came up to me after I sang my Divine Mercy Chaplet, and they really enjoyed it. And they invited me to visit their studio and check them out. And I did, and they enjoyed my music so much that they wanted to produce some music videos for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. So that's
With fans. Blowing on your hair.
Absolutely. And that was their idea, by the way.
Whatever. That's as far as you're concerned. That's your story and you're sticking to it.
It was.
Oh, we'll put some fans on you and we'll blow it.
So the first video was Be Love, and we made that a Christmas video, and that was really popular. But since I enjoyed working with them so much and vice versa, they invited me to host some of their TV programs.
Now, before we jump into the TV, I wanted to just let people know these videos are available on YouTube.
They are.
Correct?
Yes. And yes, they're on YouTube and they're on my website. Mm-hmm.
Right. What is your website address, by the way?
AnnaNuzzo.com.
Okay, because we talked about the pilgrimage website, and I think you kind of forgot to... I'll check the tape, but I think you forgot to mention your website, so promoting everybody but yourself. So, okay, let's get back to the television. So you've done a couple videos, and obviously it makes sense. You're a natural in front of the camera, so that's easy.
Thank you.
And you've got a beautiful voice, so making the videos is cool. But did you... were you kind of taken aback when they said, well, we'd like to do a... I'd like to do a TV series with you, and you're going to do, like, what, how many episodes have you done so far?
So far, I've done 8 episodes, and they air monthly, and they did propose to me an idea of me hosting a show, and I said I would be open to that. I've never done that before. I don't have any experience in that, but I guess it would just depend on the show, and they prayed about it, and they came back to me, and they said, what if we create this show called Sing for Him, and you get to go into churches, interview the music directors and some of the choir members, and we would showcase some of their songs? And I said, that's perfect. I used to be in choirs. I love Catholic churches and visiting new churches and meeting new people, and I would be very natural to do that. So it really felt like the Holy Spirit was definitely part of that whole process, and it's been a beautiful learning experience.
But if it were just choirs singing, you'd lose my interest right away. I mean, I'd be like, okay, great, it's a singing show. Not into that. So what makes the show so compelling?
What's really neat is that we actually try to interview some of the choir members and get their stories, get their faith journeys. Also inspire other people to possibly volunteer at their church, whether they're musical or not. There's so many opportunities to give back and serve at your local church instead of just going to church and, you know, leaving right away and
punching
going
in
home.
And punching out.
Exactly.
Sign of the cross, I'm here, okay,
exactly.
Mass, and then sign of the cross and I'm out. I think that's something that we need to be much more aware of is out there. We can pray daily, but what does God call each of us to do?
Absolutely.
On a daily basis, because if you go in and, dip your hand in the holy water and make the sign of the cross and you sit through Mass for an hour or whatever it is on Sunday and then you have communion, what are you really doing? I mean, we're really just kind of, a lot of people, I'm not accusing anyone of this, but I know a lot of people are just kind of going through the motions, and you've got to be aware that you can do, even if, as you say, you're joining the choir or you're helping out in the office or doing something simple, it all builds community.
Community and fellowship, and we are the church. So
that's what Cardinal George said. He said, it's not the bishops.
Yeah.
It's the people.
It's the people. We are the church, and to grow in fellowship and faith and help others on your journey. And as St. Augustine said, when you sing, you pray twice. And I truly believe that, and I've met so many choir members that feel the same way. When you're singing the psalms, which are right from Scripture, it's so moving that it can touch your hearts, but as well as, you know, someone in the congregation who's possibly going through something, who has a problem or has a loss or is feeling hopeless, you're trying to touch them and meet them where they're at.
There's a lot of things, very deep thought there, because there's so many people out there. You don't know why they've got the attitude they've got or why they've got the look on the face, because we don't live their lives. We don't know what phone call they may have got or, you know, what's going on, who might be sick, or what trouble at work they may have or in the family. And so that's very true. So it's an opportunity for people to break away. I mean, everyone needs some sort of a break from the rigors of everyday life, whether it's listening to your music or listening to our show and getting a couple of yucks on that. But can you share one or two stories that really struck you with all the people? So you've done eight shows are in the can, right?
Yes, they're going to be airing the eighth show, which is St. Benedict's in Chicago on Monday.
By the way, what other churches, because it's all in Chicago.
It is.
So everybody
right
out
now,
there,
it's
in the neighborhood
area.
So what churches have you done?
We've done so many. We've done St. Gregory the Great.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most recent episode. We've done, let me think now.
We can talk about some other stuff,
Prince
and you can
Peace.
Do a little research on the commercial break.
I can't even, it's because we've been filming for months. It takes
right.
a long time to
you've been doing
film
this over
and
a year.
Edit. Yes. Yes. So there's many episodes on there. We did St. Alphonsus in Lamont, Illinois twice, actually. They were the Christmas special and a Lenten special. And that is actually the choir director that I asked to lead our choir for the Italy pilgrimage. It's Joseph Martorano. So he's the choir director at St. Alphonsus in Lamont.
Shout
he's
out
amazing.
To Joseph Martorano.
Yeah. Yes, Martorano. Joseph.
Well, you speak Italian.
I do.
We'll have a little fun with that probably a little later too, now that I just thought of it.
Yes, but as far as some stories, there was one gentleman that I was speaking to at St. Gregory the Great. He's the acolyte. And he does so much at the church.
What is an acolyte?
He's just responsible for the altar as well, to make sure it's prepared and ready for Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And he does things during Mass to help the priest and the deacon. But he not only does that, he's also sort of like the manager of the church. He helps along with everything. If something breaks, he gets it fixed. And it's all volunteer. And that church, he was telling me, is another home for him. And when a choir member recently died, he actually got teary-eyed and was sharing how the whole choir sang for this choir member's funeral. And it was so moving for everyone, but they felt it was also very healing. And they felt that the choir member was there and was appreciating them,
oh, sure.
taking the time to sing, and also to give glory to God and to just be thankful for the times they've had together. That story was so touching to me, and I think many of us on the crew all started getting teary-eyed when he was telling us, because you could just tell the love and the family mm-hmm. that so many of these choir members, they all feel like they're a family. And it's very moving. Not all choirs are like that, but many of the ones we've interviewed, it's so moving to me to have a second family like that.
That's good to hear, and especially at St. Gregory the Great. I've actually never been to that church, but that was my dad's childhood parish, St. Gregory
yes,
the Great.
Yes, I know. You told me that.
And so I'll have to get over there one of these days, maybe listen to the choir.
Yeah, and Patrick Godin is the music director there.
Wonderful.
So,
well, we'll be right back with more stories of singing with Anna after we have this quick break. God bless you.
Cruise on over to St. Stan's August Fun Fest, Saturday, August 25th from 3 until 8 p.m. Bring your family, bring your friends for great ethnic foods, children's games, prizes, inflatables, music, raffles, and a dump tank. The proceeds will go to benefit St. Stan's Parish and School. The St. Stan's August Fun Fest is easy to find. Just one block north of Division on Noble, right off the Kennedy Expressway. Join the fun Saturday, August 25th from 3 until 8 p.m. The St. Stan's August Fun Fest.
The Winds of Change
on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the divine mercy where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, two blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
Oh.
So, Mike Stark sitting in for Father Anthony here on WNDZ, listener-supported Catholic radio in Chicago. So, what were you thinking when you sang that song? Like, what inspired you? And that's—I mean—it's a wonderful version of the Lord's Prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. That was me praying the Lord's Prayer in my way.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
And it was very sort of organic the way that song came about, and I wasn't planning to write a prayer song based on the Our Father, but after I was praying, I pray before I write any of my songs, and usually before I play the piano. So I was just in my home, and I had meditated, and I started playing the piano, and it just started to come out, and I was very moved myself, actually, and I then recorded it, because I record all my songs on my phone as I do them, because otherwise there's no way I would remember them. My short-term memory is leaving me. But so I record ideas and things like that. It comes in handy a lot.
And I was just watching a TV show, and they were talking about somebody, he was writing a book. It was actually Greg Gutfeld. He's got his new book, The Gutfeld. And I'm like, well, when do these ideas come to you? Do they come to you when you're sleeping, when you're in the shower, or when you're laying in bed at night, and you just like wake up? And how does this? I'm sure the Holy Spirit obviously has come upon you, and you are inspired. But you know, at any time of day, this stuff comes up, and then you just stop what you're doing. I'm shopping. Okay, I've got a song idea. Push the cart to the side and.
So it hasn't happened when I'm not at home for me. Normally it happens at home.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily all the time when I sit at the piano and I'm like, okay, Lord, I want to write a song now. It does not always happen like that. But just like your friend, sometimes I'll just be doing something else, doing the dishes or doing laundry, and an idea will spark in my head and I run over to the piano. And sometimes I write songs in 10 minutes, and sometimes I write songs in days. You know, it depends. There's some songs I still haven't finished, you know, because they're just not quite right. So it really, I think it's all God's timing and
oh, I think no one's going to argue that with you. I mean, people that want to control everything will say, well, I'm going to do it this way, but, you know, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm very open to that. I don't have any deadlines or anything like that. So when it happens, it happens. And I just try to remain open in my heart and be ready to listen when it happens.
Well, that's wonderful. So you have a new CD that you want to talk a little bit about, and I'd like to know a little bit about, since we actually haven't talked about. We're good friends. We spend a lot of time together, which is wonderful. We have a lot of fun when we're at these conferences with some of our friends, like Father Don Calloway or Kevin Matthews or Father Edward Looney. You know, we do seem to have a lot of fun, and that's the thing. I'm very encouraging to people to come to some of these conferences and go on some of these things, because they're not necessarily all boring religious stuff. I mean, it is what you make it. I mean, I try and probably take a little different approach with the radio show, because I've been given the license to do so, and make it entertaining for people as well as informative and faithful. And we do have a heck of a lot of fun. After this, we probably will have lunch with Father James Hyde somewhere.
Yes.
If he ever calls us back. So he calls you. He calls you. And here's a shout out to Father Jim, if you're listening. He calls you and talks your ear off when he has time to talk. But if you try and get a hold of him and he's doing something else, he'll get back to you when he feels like it.
He's very busy.
He is. Well, the pro-life thing, I mean, he's very involved in that. So let's talk a little bit about your new CD.
I would love to. So I'm collaborating with Catholic author Jeannie Ewing. She lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Any relation to JR?
No.
I met a JR last night, and I said, who shot you? He says, you know who shot me. Nobody could remember.
I don't remember.
That was Dallas in the 80s. It was,
yes.
Was it somebody's,
I used to watch it.
Somebody's wife. Well, whatever. He was an evil man. I liked him on I Dream of Jeannie better, but I digress. Back to Jeannie Ewing.
He was nicer.
Who I met Jeannie. I met Jeannie with Father Looney in Libertyville. She came around, remember, from
that's
Indiana,
right. I introduced you to her.
Yes, she's
wonderful.
She was wonderful.
Here. I had her come down and do... a talk at my church, St. Anne's Church in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. So she focuses a lot of her stories on her books on grief and healing. And we sort of felt like our ministries are very similar. We're both trying to console hearts and help heal people's souls and hearts. And so we decided to combine some of my new songs with some personal true stories of hers that are relevant to each of the songs that I wrote.
So is it a talk in a song, or is
yes,
it? Yes. Oh, it is.
It is. It's okay. Like my Believe CD that I did with Father Dominic Riccioli a few years ago. Very, very popular CD still. And so many people have written to me and told me how much they love the concept of true story and then going right into a song of the same theme. It's very moving. So that's what we're doing with this one. I'm super excited. It's called Amazing Mercy, which is the name of one of my songs. And basically the theme of the CD is our Lord's mercy and helping us heal our hearts, and also helping us in our own personal moments of where we're struggling with forgiveness, or we're struggling with our faith, or just all sorts of different things. We touch on different aspects of our journeys. And there's 7 songs and 7 stories. And we're also going to be doing many talks around the country as well, live. So we'll do Amazing Mercy live and also incorporate other songs and other stories, and can be to whatever theme you'd like us to focus on.
Do you have any plan for the Chicago area in the immediate future?
Right now, I know we have some events in Indiana, in Wisconsin, and Iowa. I don't think we've officially booked anything in Chicago yet, but we are definitely open and available to do that. The CD comes out on October 1st, so that's when we're booking all of our events.
Oh, you could have done it October 13th. Fatima. 101st anniversary.
That's right.
Might want to rethink that. Say, look, I just need 12 more days, but that's a special day, Our Lady of Fatima.
It is. Well, it would be nice to do our event on October 13th somewhere in Chicago. That would be great.
I remember last year, Friday, October 13th was on a Friday, so I don't know if it's on a Thursday or if it's on
Probably a Saturday.
I don't know how that, I'm never Saturday. Quite get that. So it will be a Saturday, so there will be an event. So all you people out there that are thinking about, oh, I'd like to have a pilgrimage or a conference or something like that.
At your church.
Because Guy Murphy calls his conferences pilgrimages, even though you're just pilgrimaging from Chicago to Schaumburg or to wherever he's having it, St. Charles. We just had his conference this spring was in St.
Yes.
Charles.
So it's that true.
Would be, how would somebody go about contacting you for this type of a discussion at a conference if they want to get you? Because we've talked about the pilgrimages. We've talked about annanuzzo.com.
Mm-hmm.
How would they get a hold of you for that? Same way?
Same way. They can go to my website or Jeannie's website, jeannieewing.com. Or we're both on Facebook as well. And I love hearing from people and getting to meet new people and also talking about their journeys as well. So I'm very approachable, and they can contact me on any social media.
Right. Well, and then that's what your program with Shalom TV is about, is people's journey. It seems like you're always interested in other people's journeys and maybe comforting them on their way with your beautiful lyrics.
Thank
which
you.
Is which is wonderful. We'll talk about your family a little bit more after we have this break. So I think now would be a good time to break. So we'll be right back after this break.
This Thanks. Is a prayer request from Winds of Change. We are asking for prayers for our St. Stan's parishioner, Juan Martinez's mother, Maria del Rosario Hernandez, who was just diagnosed with brain cancer. We truly believe in the power of prayer. Let us unite in prayer for her and for the entire family as they begin a challenging journey. Thank you. Sometimes in life, we are confronted with the tyranny of choice. I know, stop or go, hot or cold, up or down, this way or that way. You can contribute to Winds of Change one way or the other. One way is to go to windsofchangeshow.com.
www.winsofchange.com. Then click on Support Winds of Change Show in the upper right-hand corner of the page. The other is to go to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to make your donation, one way or the other.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Here we are sitting in the middle of the prairie at Annunciation Parish in beautiful Homer Glen, Illinois. And with me is Father Tom Loya. Father Tom, please tell us about Prairie Fest.
This is the 11th anniversary of Prairie Fest, which is a festival for the entire family where you'll enjoy music, a grand cash raffle with $15,000 in total prizes, a beer tent, animal shows, juggling, wine art, and more.
Prairie Fest kicks off Friday, August 10th at 5 p.m. with music by Echo and Duransom. Next at 7:30, enjoy longtime Chicagoland favorites M&R Rush. Saturday, August 11th, is Family Day, starting at noon with kids' games, animal shows, juggling, and much, much more. The music kicks off with Common Allies at 4:30. Next, at 7:30, enjoy the Hat Guys. Sunday, August 12th, is Polka Day. Starting at 11 a.m., prepare to polka with the Polka Generations Band.
While you're enjoying all of this music, food, and fun, take a guided tour of this beautiful prairie and experience the church's breathtaking interior during the Annunciation Parish Church Tours.
Only a $5 cover for those 14 and up, $3 cover for those 3 through 13, $5 for on-premises parking each day, or free shuttle from the remote lot.
For early registration discount for the Wine Art Studio and event schedule, visit ByzantineCatholic.com. That's ByzantineCatholic.com.
Prairie Fest, Friday through Sunday, August 10th through the 12th at Annunciation Parish, 14610 Wilcook Road, Homer Glen, Illinois.
Hello, this is Mike Stark sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported WNDZ, 750 AM, Chicago. And that was Marry My Mother by Anna Nuzzo. And Anna, what was your inspiration behind that song? And what purpose does that song serve in another facet?
Oh, well, that song I wrote for the theme song for a program of the same title, Marry My Mother, for Shalom World TV. They had, the first season of this program was produced in California, and I watched some of the episodes and was very moved by many of the episodes in which they feature people sharing their devotion and their relationship to the Blessed Mother. And each episode began with a singer singing a different Marian hymn. And it was really nice. But I realized they don't have a theme song, and I just felt inspired to write them a theme song. So I did. I did it, and then I shared it with them. So I did it first, and then I shared it with them and said, by the way, if you're interested and would like a theme song, I wrote one. And I gave it to them, and
Thankfully, like street musicians. Like, here's my CD. You walk around with a suitcase. Here's my CD if you want it. Here's my CD. There you go.
Thankfully, they liked it. And the song is much longer, but I edited a shorter version for the theme song. And then they interviewed me and featured me on the first episode for the second season with some of my music videos and sharing my faith journey with the Blessed Mother. And to this day, you can still, they're still filming episodes all around the world, in Australia, UK, Canada, India, and in the US, with different people sharing their stories about the Blessed Mother. And this is the theme song for the show. So I feel really, really blessed about that.
It's wonderful. I mean, none of your work is bad. It's all inspired for the right reasons, and your voice is amazing. So.
Oh, thanks. And then this song, I did... it's going to be on my new CD because I never did release it on a CD. So Mary, My Mother, the entire song will be on Amazing Mercy CD. And Jeannie has the best story that goes along with this. It's about a miraculous medal, a mysterious miraculous medal that appeared in their hotel room. And it's a true story. So you'll have to wait for the CD to hear the whole story.
There's a teaser. Go to the website and it'll be available sometime. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about Drake and Luke.
Drake,
your two wonderful
Luke.
Boys. I know Luke a lot better because he's come with you. He's accompanied you on several of the conferences. He's an outstanding mm-hmm. musician, and I understand Drake's musically inclined as well. But Luke's a baby Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I don't think he knows who that is, but that's okay.
Jimmy Page.
So Drake is 18, and he's our oldest, and he'll be starting college in the fall. He's amazing.
Where's he going?
He's going to be going to UW Stout, majoring in computer game design and minoring in performing arts, because he sings, he plays piano, and he's also a very good actor.
And how tall is Drake?
Drake, drum roll please, is 6'6", and we think he's done for now. I'm 5'9", my husband's 6'2", and for some reason Drake is 6'6", and
he's
beautiful.
What are you feeding him up there in Wisconsin?
He's beautiful. He's tall and thin and very compassionate young man. I think it's the milk. I think it's the hormones in the milk.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, hater.
So he's amazing, and I'm getting ready to bring him to college. So that'll be a new adjustment for Mike and I and Luke.
That's an emotional time. When I have a friend who wrote an article for one of my magazines, why parents cry when they drop their kids off at college, and the 18 years you've just preceded this day kind of flashed through your mind as to.
Yes.
So that's going to be an interesting, and I admit when my dad dropped me off and I was playing football, I cried. Like, what's wrong with me? But, aww. You know, you just think about, you know, your time together and realizing, like, hey, this is the next step in life.
It is. It's a brand new chapter. And, you know, we'll be praying for him and hopefully communicating with him while he's gone, if he calls us back. I don't know. But, excited for Drake and this next journey. And Luke is a year younger, so mm-hmm. Luke will now be a senior.
And he's a runner.
He's a runner. He runs track and cross country, and he's going to be the captain this year for the team. So he's excited at St. Joseph Catholic Academy in Kenosha. And like you said, he's a guitarist, and he's also a brilliant student. He seems to have gotten the best of each of us, of Mike and I. It's a miracle. It's pretty amazing. He loves math. I do not.
I don't either.
My husband does. My husband was a physics major.
Oh, my.
And he's an engineer. And Luke, at this time, wants to be an engineer as well, but also pursue music.
And let's talk about Mike for a minute. I don't want to short him.
Yeah, we don't want to leave Mike out. He and Luke are actually in Canada right now at our cabin fishing up there. Mike is a partner in Southport Heating and Cooling and Plumbing, and he's very faith-filled as well. He's grown in his faith, just as I've grown in my faith. We've changed.
Well, he leads pilgrimages. I've seen him at the youth conference up in Wisconsin. I've seen him at Men of Christ. He told his story at the big Men of Christ conference up there. And for those of you out there, I would be remiss if I didn't mention every spring there is a Men of Christ conference in the Milwaukee Theater. And they had about 4,000 people there. And they bring in some famous people as well as some not so famous people to come in and share their faith for one day. And it's Christians as well as Catholics. It's a really good, but Mike shared his faith story there a couple of years ago. I remember we had to twist Luke's arm to get him to go, wasn't it? It was like, are you kidding? Guys like, oh, no, because there was another conference he'd just been to.
Yeah, Steubenville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a great conference.
He's
also
brought both the boys to the Men of Christ conference, and I've been to the Women of Christ conference.
You're not
the
allowed
counterpart.
To Men of Christ. It's men.
No.
No, actually, you would be. They don't. There's
really?
No, well, I mean, it's kind of weird. It'd be like when I've gone to the Women of Christ to talk about the Truth and Life Bible. Like, what are you doing here? Well, I'm Truth and Life Bible. Okay, you
right.
can come in.
Right.
But otherwise, like, it's not. I mean, it's a women's conference or men's conference, which is wonderful. And they
yes.
do it so well. They do it so
they
well
do.
Up in Wisconsin.
They know what they're doing up there. So
and it's... Mike's a big part of that. So
mm-hmm.
so that's very good. So let's talk a little bit more about your plans for the future. Obviously, you've got some pilgrimages coming up, some more conferences you're going to be at, and working with Ms. Ewing
yes.
on the upcoming events. And hopefully, I'm sure you'll get... you get picked up here in Chicago once people start becoming aware of your wonderful work. Hopefully this program reaches some people, touches some people that they might think, oh, well, this might be an interesting thing for us to do at either our parish or one of our groups.
We do that, and I've partnered with other speakers as well, like Nancy Salerno, and we do a talk called Be Love together. And there's just, I mean, you can learn more about my events and things online, but I honestly do love traveling. Some of my friends are like, aren't you getting tired of flying here and there? But I'm not. I really enjoy it. And I especially love, excuse me.
Frog.
Meeting all the people. So, yeah.
So that's it.
So that's it.
I love to travel.
I love to travel. Sing. No, but I love to sing for our Lord, and yeah.
And he loves to hear you.
Aww.
You do a wonderful job. So once again, your website?
My website?
Yeah.
AnnaNuzzo.com.
That's it for today. Everybody, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back tomorrow with a couple of my friends from Africa. Well, Nick Costello, who has the Heal Ministry, he helps... dig wells for people in the areas of Uganda and Africa that don't have water, potable water. And Brother Charles, who spoke in my church last week and will tell us his journey as well. So God bless you all. Until tomorrow, this is Mike Stark from WNDZ 750 AM Chicago. God bless you.
Meaningless thought, the shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed. To say when right from wrong has become so obscure, it does not take that long. Can you see?